be in the house of the Lord. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 10 to 18. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Christ also may be made manifested in our body. For we who live always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise up with Jesus. He who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, for that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, and he said to them that we that is going around preaching the gospel, we are carrying the pain of the cross. And the purpose of our pain is for your benefit. Because if you don't go preaching, you will not hear the gospel. He wrote to the church in Rome, and he said that, how can they hear unless someone is sent? And how would they go unless they are sent? And if they go, then their feet are blessed. Why? Because their feet is what is carrying the gospel. The pain that they are carrying walking around to preach the gospel is to your benefit. We started talking about the purpose for our affliction, isn't it? The purpose of our light affliction. In verse number 17, let's read verse 17 together. It says that for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Read it again. Ready, go. You see, when you read this scripture, you think that he was talking about some slight headache. He called it a very light affliction, and he gave a time period for it. It's a momentary thing. But when you read when he was talking about what he has been through, how many times he was beaten, how many times he was betrayed, how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was imprisoned and abandoned. See, he went through so many things, and he called it light. And this morning I was saying that until the olive fruit is squeezed, the oil inside of the olive fruit will not come out. Are you with me? So the benefit of the olive oil is the price that the olive fruit has to pay. I don't know whether you're getting it. Opportunity cost. If you've done economics, the opportunity cost of an oil is the suffering of the fruit. Hello? Have I lost you? Okay, let's come back. The price of the oil that you have to fry your egg is the squeezing of the olive. Give me olive fruit. Give us a picture of olive fruit. So you can see that the oil doesn't come by itself. The oil comes as a result of. So find a picture of the olive fruit and find a picture of it being grounded into to release the oil. Can you find that for me? So that people can understand, because I don't think we have farmers here. You are all city people, so you don't know the process of, if oil comes from the shop, isn't it? If you want oil, go to the shop, you get oil. What is this plenty explanation that you are trying to give? You know, as he's looking for the picture, what I want you to understand is that if the oil is not pressed, if the fruit is not pressed, oil will not be released. So if you are not pressed, anointing will. Okay, so this is the olive, right? So that olive has inside of it oil that we need. Is that all right? But as the olive fruit refuses to give or pay a price called suffering, there is no oil. It's intact. Give us the next picture that is it being pressed. I'm trying to make you understand that without your suffering as a Christian, grace is not released to help others. I don't know whether you're getting it. So the benefit of your light affliction is working in people glory for salvation. Am I making sense? So you have spent all day here being pressed. You felt hungry. You see how they are pressing the olive. So can you see? This is the process. Give us the pressing. So it's being washed to go towards the place of pressing. So if don't, yeah. Look at the hand. Give us that one. So you see, it's being squeezed. How many of you think that the olive fruit is going on holiday? It's on vacation. It's in Bahamas enjoying sandy beach. Is that what is happening? Is that what is happening? No, it's actually being squeezed. And the squeezing, it means pain. I mean, if you were the one being squeezed this way, how would you feel? It will be uncomfortable, but without the squeezing, there won't be the release. I said this morning that what defeated Satan and what defeated sin was not Jesus' coming per se. It was not his preaching per se. The final battle that defeated sin and death was on the cross. Hello? It was on the cross, and it is where he said it is finished. Why? Because he had been pressed for the blood to come out. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for our sins. So blood has to come out. Somebody's blood has to be sacrificed. Hello? From the Old Testament, every year they have to kill a bull, a goat, a sheep to release blood for the atonement of our sins. Are you with me? But our high priest, according to Hebrews, entered into. Yeah, give me that picture. Our high priest entered into. So this is it's called the place of pressing. Have you seen this big wheel? It is going around in circles. And as it's going around, that black thing you see there is olive bean. So that beautiful green olive you saw earlier on has so much suffered that it's lost its color. It's lost everything. So to release oil for you and I to use for your egg fried So let's assume the oil is anointed. Okay, so have you seen it? Have you seen how it's being pressed? So the pressing, this thing going around is pressing the olive, which is releasing oil. In the same way, if you are not being pressed, your value is not being released. If you are not being pressed, your anointing is not being released. If you are not being pressed, you are not effective to the world. And I said to you this morning that the reason why the world is not benefiting the grace of God on us is because we are refusing to go to that place. We are refusing to go to a place of pressing. No, none of us want to go to the, Gethsemane. The word Gethsemane means the place of pressing, which is the wheel. Show us the wheel again. That place there is Gethsemane. Gethsemane is not a botanical garden. It's not a place just to go and hang around. Jesus didn't go and hang around there. He went to be squeezed. The Bible says that he uttered groanings that could not be, uttered. And his blood, his sweat fell like blood, droplets of blood. He was groaning and so much that others heard him. That is how painful the press is. But that is what gives us the victory over sin. Because the wages of sin is death. And by the sin of one man, by the disobedience of one man, sin was released on all of us. And so the price of one man is what releases salvation to all of us. And he said to us when he was leaving in Matthew that anyone that desires to come after me must take up his cross, not my cross. First of all, deny yourself. Because if you don't deny yourself, you won't take up your cross. So deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Follow me to where? Sorry? Yeah, we are going to the same place. To be pressed, to release oil. That is why I was saying to you earlier on that if you are not ready to be squeezed, you are not ready to be embarrassed, you are not ready to go through pain, you are not effective for the kingdom of God. Hello? Are we okay? This is the message that the church of God is not preaching in our day. It is the secret of power. The secret of the power is in the blood. Hello? Are you with me? Have you not realized that any religion that releases blood is powerful? That is why the witches and the voodoos are very powerful. Because they sacrifice blood. Because there's a certain power. Are you getting what I'm saying? But there's no greater power than your blood being released. I don't mean go and kill yourself. What I'm saying is that go and be squeezed for the benefit of others. So Paul describes it as the light affliction that is bad for a moment. Are you with me? We started talking about the reasons. Did I give you reasons? Reasons why we need to suffer. Number one was what? Quickly. It's a call to remove your love and your desires from this earth into heavenly, isn't it? Number two, for repentance without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for our sins. Next one's what? The pain is a call to trust God and not yourself. If you are thinking of yourself, you won't go and preach. Because what if you go and you're embarrassed? What if you go and they shut the door at you? What if you go? I was telling a story of driving into France at 9 p.m. to go and preach the gospel. What if you are attacked and killed? What then? What? But without somebody going, do you know how many people attempted to sit on the on this wild sea without a ship to travel to the other side of the world just to share the gospel? Do you know how many people died trying to get to Africa, trying to get to the Caribbean on a very light ship with the gospel? When you go to certain parts of the world, they tell you, they have a list of names, when they arrived and when they died. Some of them, they arrived like Thursday, by the following Friday, they were dead. There's a, when you go to Ghana, there's a whole cemetery that's for the missionaries. And it shows you the day, time, the age. And do you know the age? The interesting thing, when you saw the age, 20, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, those are the people that were being sent. I mean, just imagine this church. We are sending 20-something year olds. And the first batch we sent have all died. And then we are sending the second batch to go. And then the second batch have gone, and they've all died. And we are sending the third batch to go. Because at the time, there was no discovery for malaria. They didn't know that in Africa we had tiger mosquitoes. They didn't know that. So they were sending them. They come in. By the morning, they have been bitten. By 2 days later, they have malaria. A few days later, they are dead. But they kept sending. They kept sending. That is why Christ has gained ground in other parts of the world. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So if we take away suffering, we've taken away power. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see, if you don't know how to fast, you are not powerful. How many will agree that fasting involves suffering? You agree. You feel dizzy. Your mouth becomes bitter. All of a sudden, you'll be smelling foods that you don't even like. Yeah? But all those things has a certain power it releases. Prayer for a very long time is not pleasant. You see, if you are coming to pray 12 hours, do you know what it means? Please don't come with heels. Come with comfortable shoes. And I'm watching all of you. And I'm going to register the times you came. Because I want all of us to pray 12 hours. If you come at 9, I'll make sure you stay here till 9 p.m. If you come at 12, you leave midnight. Why are you looking at me funny? Yeah, because it's time for all those small, small demons to stop playing with you. Are you getting it? It's time for them to stop playing with you. Every time you sleep, you see headless frogs. A frog with that head jumping all over the place. What kind of nonsense is that? It's because you are not powerful. But when you go through a certain suffering, you release power. Suffering releases power. When the olive allows itself to be pressed, what comes out is more powerful than the olive. Because the oil is more powerful than the olive itself. So there's greater things inside of you. God has a greater power inside of you. But that power is released through suffering. Are you getting it? So you need to go through this place where you lose your color. You are beautiful and green. But now look at you. Show us the video again. So, see how painful this is to the olive. It is going through pain. It's going through torture. It's being pressed. You know, in Romans chapter 8, the Bible says that we are pressed on every side. On all sides, we are being pressed. But we are not disturbed, struck down and not destroyed. It looks like you are being destroyed, but you are not being destroyed. You are being made powerful. You know, when we go to the camp, this is how it's going to look like. After you go into the ground, they have to press you again. This is the passage that we are reading. So you see what is coming out. So the oil is being released. This is power. This is anointing. This is grace. This is what changes the world. So you see, your singing without the pressing is not powerful. Are you with me? Your preaching without the pressing is not powerful. Nobody is going to be saved. But when you allow yourself to be pressed, then your preaching makes sense. Then your singing makes sense. Then your playing makes sense. Because you are playing anointing, not playing music. I don't know whether you are getting it. I think I've finished preaching. What do you think? I was told, if I was instructed, that I should preach short because we are all tired. Me, if you leave me, I can preach it tomorrow morning. No problem. Okay, so let's look at the purpose. Did you receive? I just sent it. I forgot to send you my notes. You received it. Okay. So let's look at the purpose of our suffering. Number one, suffering builds character. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Suffering builds character. Today, Pastor Sam is being made to suffer. And the suffering is building. He's being made to suffer by some phone repairs.
Oh, it's blinking.
And they are trying his faith. And not only that, but we also glory in the word tribulation is what? Give me NIV. Give me the NIV. Not only so, but we also glory in our what? Sufferings, because we know that sufferings produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. The Bible says, and Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So contrary to popular opinion, suffering is good. In James chapter 1, verse 2, that my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse kinds of what? Trials. Knowing that the trying of your faith or the testing of your faith produces what? Patience or perseverance. And let patience have its full work in you so that you'll be perfect, wanting nothing. So without suffering, you are not complete. You are not thorough. You are not matured. The reason why we are not being able to produce is because we are not matured. And why are we not maturing? Because we are avoiding suffering. You see, you can be in church for 15 years and not be productive if you avoid suffering. No? Yeah. Because you need to learn how to resist the devil. And to resist the devil, you need a little bit of strength. Eh? Who will come? Let's do arm wrestling. Nigel, come. Okay, so assume Nigel stand here. Shani, come. So let's do arm wrestling. Okay. So assuming I am the devil. All right. I assume. Okay. So you see, as we go, and she's going through suffering, she's learning how to resist. You see, as it is now, the slightest temptation, she falls. The slightest temptation, she falls because she has not learned. Because there's no muscle, but as he keeps doing, put a bit of resistance. As she keeps going, and as she keeps coming to church, and she keeps learning how to resist. Now, Shawnee becomes, and then now, okay, let's go. So you shall resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So can you see, now I used to just wipe the floor with him, assuming there are two people in one. And it was Shawnee. But now look. Now why? Because the resistance, the testing of his faith has worked perseverance. And when perseverance finishes, it matures and it makes him entire, wanting nothing. So now he can speak. And demons will have to leave. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because he has gone through the process of
suffering. He has been built up.
Are you getting what I'm saying? So rather than running away from suffering, you must go towards it. Because without that, you become like this one who I can play with every time I feel like. Are you getting it? Why do you want Satan to be playing with you anytime he feels like? And throwing you everywhere? No. You need to learn resistance. You need to learn how to persevere. And that is why you are being trained how to fast. How to pray for a long time. How to stay, for a long time. You know, anytime I tell my bishop friends that when we go for camp, we stay 12 hours in the word. Don't the people get tired? Won't they be sleeping on you? Won't they? No. I said, I have a secret weapon that keeps everybody awake for 12 hours. If you like sleep, when you sleep, you'll be shot. And when you are shot, you have to die. And you die standing in a corner for everybody to see that you are dead. When you resurrect after 5-10 minutes, nobody will tell you that you can't sleep anymore. Thank you. How many are still ready to go for the camp? when people go for camp Monday to Friday and you are crushed, hard pressed, your life is not the same again. Because you release power through the things you suffer. Are you getting what I'm saying? Power is released. As you come to pray for 12 hours, the outer man is perishing.
He's dying.
But the inward man is becoming stronger and stronger day by day. As you wake up at 5 a.m. to pray, you are sleeping, you are praying, you are praying, you are sleeping, you are sleeping, you are praying, you are praying, you are sleeping. It's okay. You join in your sleep. Some people will wake up, put it on, and go back to sleep. They think, I don't know. I said, one of these days, we are not doing Zoom. All of us will come here at 5 a.m. We'll pray to 7, then you go home and go have your shower and go to work. Or you can shower before you come here. From here, you go to work. It's better to suffer for the Lord than to suffer for a boyfriend, some foolish boy that has broken your heart and you can't sleep. Some girl that has given you a broken heart, then every time when you are walking, you are talking to yourself. Oh, Shwanda. What Shwanda did to me? You are talking like a madman. No, that is not a good suffering. I said that is not a good suffering. Suffer for the right things. Somebody's asking, I'm looking for my journey. Have you seen my journey? Johnny, oh. Number two, you people. They say I should preach a short message. The purpose of suffering is God's choice for increase. So the choice of increase is death. John 12:24, except a grain of corn falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, then it brings forth fruit. So contrary to popular opinion, you want a big choir, you have to learn to die. You see, Vanessa, when I was a choir director, my choir never sang. Rehearsal, we don't sing. Rehearsal, we pray. There were four choirs in the church. Each Saturday, one choir is meeting here, the other choir is meeting here, the other choir is meeting here, the other choir is meeting here. Everybody, so this guy come, okay, we're learning the song. Get harmony, get a party, and they are gone. Kalabaya, 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 kalabaya. Everybody's finished, we are kalabaya. Okay, so what song are we singing tomorrow? Okay, so then I will teach them the spirit of the song. I teach them, every song has a spirit. So I'll teach them the spirit of the song. I'll teach them what the songwriter meant. So I'll take them to the scripture where the song comes from to teach them the spirit behind the song. Because when you don't know the spirit behind the song, you sing and go and sit down, we'll clap for you, but you don't minister. See, when you understand a certain spirit behind the song and you sing it, you don't sing the words, you sing the spirit. The letter kill it, but the spirit gives life. Are you with me? You would think that everybody, those people will run away from my choir. But you can ask him, my choir was always the biggest choir. Those people who are there, 5 minutes, they've gone on 5 minutes. Before you realize, some of them are leaving their choirs to come and join my choir. And people are joining my choir. Then my pastor will come after like 6 months, the choir is all finishing around. And mine is getting bigger. Then my pastor will come. All of you come back again. Then you'll come back as one choir. Then you split us up again. Then my people will be angry because we have brought people. Now look, Dave, I said, it's okay. Because pressing releases increase when you die. I used to do all nights. My wife was pregnant, overdue by 1 week. She was so heavy. But I won't cancel my all-night rehearsal. So guess what? I'll carry her with her big self, with a lot of pillows. Then, you know, we didn't have this type of chairs. We had those hard plastic chairs. So I'll put pillows around it. Then I'll put her there, sleep here. Then I'm doing choir rehearsal. In case the baby's coming, then... If my wife, who is not a choir member, is being made to sleep in a corner, you choir person. It's a missing ingredient. Are you with me? That is why we are not being effective. It got to a point, my pastor sacked my choir from the church. We didn't sing in church on Sunday. We became a crusade choir. So we'll go and organize our crusade outside and sing. So we think people will run away from the choir, isn't it? Because we don't sing. Sunday, every Sunday, we don't sing. We'll go and do crusades. Bring people, heal them, pray for them, then go to the next crusade. My choir was still the biggest. Because contrary to popular opinion, suffering is attractive. We don't do 2 hour rehearsal, 1 minute, no, and then they are gone. No. Or make it easy so that they will come and stay. That's why they're always leaving. Make it hard and painful. You see, they will come and stay. Because unless you die, you abide alone. Listen, do you know how many hours these guys rehearse? Musicians. How many hours did he used to practice? Sometimes he can be here hours, about 12 hours, and he's here by himself practicing. It's suffering. But that's what releases. Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't do any rehearsal. You don't do any prayer. You come and stand there. You are singing and expect power to flow. In Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Look at something. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. This is what God says about Saul. I will show him. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings, to the people of Israel. Verse 16. But I will show him how much he must, the word is what? Must. How much he must what? Suffer for my name. If he's going to be effective, he must to suffer. Are you with me? The reason why we know of Paul and don't know of Libius Thaddeus. Libius Thaddeus was one of the 12 disciples. But you realize you don't know his name. There's a guy called Judas, not Iscariot. He was also one of the 12. Paul was more significant than majority of the 12. Because of that verse, I will show him how much he must what? Suffer for my name. If you are not ready to suffer for his name, you will not be effective. My prayer for all of us is that we'll be ready. I say we'll be ready to suffer for his name. Number three. Our suffering draws us closer to God. Lack of suffering, you go to the Zongo Lane. You stay in the outer house. When you suffer, you come. You remember I was telling you earlier on today that when you look at the temple of Moses, we have the outer court, inner court, holy place, holy of holies. From the outer court to the inner court, you have to sacrifice. Are you with me? You have to put blood there and cleanse before you move into a holy place. From the holy place to the, from the inner court to the holy place, you have to put blood and then you go to a holy place. From the holy place to the holy of holies, you have to put blood. So anytime you are going higher in God, there's blood required. There's sacrifice required. There's suffering required. Hello. Are we okay? Yeah. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Did you remember the olive? The crushed in spirit are those that the Lord is close to. Because the oil is almost about to ooze out. So you are now becoming what I desire. Look at somebody and say, he desires your oil. Which means that you must be pressed. Not your nice, fat olive self. It's the crushing that is looking for. Amen. Next one. What number am I on? Number four. Number four is suffering serves the church. Suffering increases the church. Yeah? The more we suffer, the more we grow. We're looking at a contagious church. Somebody has to play mommy. Somebody has to play daddy. Isn't it? Somebody has to give. Somebody has to go out there. Somebody has to suffer. Otherwise, we will stay here by ourselves and be... What word did I use? Kumbaya type of church. Where is science? He's gone home. So, as we are sending signs to go to Edinburgh, I think after church, signs will come and see me for a meeting. This Edinburgh thing, I thought you have left it alone. You brought it here too. Yeah. He has to go and suffer in Edinburgh. You see, he'll be alone. How many agree? He'll be alone. Nobody knows him in Edinburgh.
Nobody's there.
I mean, when he's broke, who would he go to? At least when he's broke, Ruth will be here to cook food for you to eat. Or if Ruth doesn't cook, Ernestina will sort him out with the jollof. An egg. Now he's on his own. But guess what? When he goes and dies in Edinburgh, about 6 months later, a year later, when we go to Edinburgh, there will be a church full of people. And he will be there. This is my church. The day we go to his wedding in his church. We are going to our pastor's church for his wedding. this practical prophecy, isn't it?
It's been fulfilled from Friday.
You know, Pastor Michael was our prayer jollof director here. You don't know prayer jollof, then you are learning. He is our prayer jollof. He makes prayer jollof for us to eat. Delicious prayers. Then one day I said, from today, I don't want you doing prayer jollof here. Go to Manchester. He doesn't know anybody in Manchester. He doesn't live in Manchester. Did I give you any money to go to Manchester? Did I pay your transport? I sent him to Manchester. I said, go and be there. Which meant that he doesn't have the benefit of this nice church. Sometimes he'll go, he'll be there alone. Then gradually Esther went to join. Then gradually. So sometimes you go, there are about three of them in the room. It looks very sad. He looks very sad. He looks like he has been abandoned, like an unwanted stepchild that has been thrown away. But you see, when he could have been here doing delicious prayers and all that, he said, go. Sometimes he'll go and do visitation, he'll go and do evangelism. Then the Sunday when he goes, he's the only one. So he has to preach to himself and come. But today when you go to Manchester, there's a church. They even have a choir. The other day I was watching their service. Hey, they have a drama and keyboardist and a choir. They are singing. I was like, hey. If you don't go and die, there won't be a church. And CIC will stay in this room. And do you know what? As we stay here and be happy with ourselves, we'll quarrel with ourselves, we'll be angry with ourselves, we'll annoy ourselves, and then we'll start finishing. Because we'll be killing ourselves as we stay here. Do you understand? I'll irritate him, he'll irritate me, I'll irritate him, he'll irritate me. Then one day, it's like, fed on. Pastor Goliath, some way. There was a guy who was marrying. He was going to marry. And he organized a coach to take his people from where the place, I don't want to, God help me not to use. Take his people from Teshi to the place. And ask. The gate crashers came to sit in it first. So the family members were not getting space in the van. Then the guy said, Inkpa. If it means I've stopped. I won't do the wedding again. Everybody get down. Hey, how can they say I'm not marrying again? Everybody get down. You what? We are late. Say, Inferno. I'm not marrying again. You can sit in the van. There's no wedding. Meanwhile, the guy's taking his jacket off, saying, Inferno. Yeah. So, if we want to avoid Inferno, we have to start going by ourselves. So we don't fight each other. And I can imagine Vanessa gets angry. We are waiting for Vanessa to lead the choir. Before she gets to the place where she will say, in fear, but we'll transfer her.
You'll be lucky to go to Tottenham. Aberystwyth. Do you know where Aberystwyth is?
Yeah, that's where we're going for camp.
When we go to the camp, survey the area, because that we will leave you there. We will bring you back. Yeah, we'll leave you in Aberystwyth. Next one, quickly. Let's finish. Suffering conforms us to Christ. If Jesus suffered, we must also suffer. Are you with me? Yeah. He says that take up your cross and follow me. He is suffering, but we don't want to suffer. There is something wrong. All right. 2 Corinthians 11, 30. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10. Romans chapter 8, 19 to 23. For the sake of time, Romans 8, 19 to 23. 2 Corinthians 11, 30. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Romans 8, 19 to 23. You can check it when you go home. Number 6. Suffering is a tool for sanctification. If you want to be cleansed, sanctification means taking a shower spiritually, so you can present yourself to God. Anytime anybody was used by God, the first thing God will command a person to do was sanctify yourself, because I am coming to speak to you. I'm coming to use you. Which means that you must sanctify, you must take a shower. To take a shower spiritually involves suffering. Because to sanctify yourself spiritually means spend time in prayer and fasting. So what we are doing on Saturday is a form of sanctification. Are you getting it? What we did in the last 3 days is a form of sanctification, because we spend time in the presence of God to be revived, for God to fill us and use us. Are you with me? How many will say that is suffering? Because instead of you on holiday, instead of just chilling and sleeping and scrolling through social media, you are being made to sit down and listen to me go on and on and on and on. On an empty stomach.
Hey, he's suffering. But after they eat nice food.
You see, your suffering and my suffering was different though. Because when we go for camp, we don't have nice food to eat. The camp that I was raised up on, there's no nice food there. They didn't end the day with. You know akala? How many know akala? Akala. It's beans, what do you call it? Fried beans. No, they grind the beans and they fry it. Both roots, yeah. Yeah. That's what you eat. Go and eat akra and drink water and go to bed. Yeah, that's the one. So, very, very oily. So we used to call something akara spirit, because when you eat akara and you come for midnight prayers, there's a lot of energy. It means akara is talking. Okay, this is the last one, isn't it? Suffering is a test of our faith. Suffering is a test of your faith. You see, if you think you are a Christian, you think you are anointed, but if you haven't been tested, you don't know. Are you with me? You won't know whether you are really, you say you are called. but let suffering or testing come. Then we will know whether you are really called or not. You have to be called. Science, if you ask, you are going to Edinburgh. You this is worrying you. I'm sure you have nightmares. I'm sure you'll be seeing Edinburgh in your dreams. Yeah. See, as you go there, and you try to go and do something, then somebody will just do something painful to you. Your faith, your faith will be tried. You will know whether you have faith or not. There are some people, when they are sent, before you realize, they have left the church. They have stopped being Christians. Because when you are pressed and what is inside of you is not real. Reverend William,
he has been pressed though.
Have you not been pressed?
Oh, he has been crushed.
Have you not felt like quitting?
Oh.
What's all this nonsense? What's all this pain that I'm going through? You feel that.
No. That's for God.
Somebody, something will insult you, some insult. That you go to bed and say, why? Bad for Christ. Knowing that the testing of your faith is working patience. Patience is the ability to suffer long without complaining. So the demonstration of patience is, you see, I use my big foot to step on his toe and stand on it and jump on it, and I'm pressing him. And he's not complaining.
Oh.
Then he's patient.
Patience is
the ability to suffer long without complaining. So love is patient, brother.
Long suffering, long suffering is long.
So when the Bible says that love is patient, what he's saying is that love will press you. Somebody's daughter will come and stand on your foot and not shift. And you have to learn how to smile.
In marriage.
Somebody's son will come and step on your foot with a size 13 shoe and squeeze you.
But you said that you
and you have to be there. Quietly.
And smile. No complaining.
Without complaining. So, the suffering, your faith is like love. It is tested by pain. So, the ability to suffer long. What's all this church? I don't want this type of church. You're coming to pray. You have to pray every month. You have to fast 1 week. I'm tired. You have to wake up 5 a.m. Then I'm tired.
Did I kill Jesus?
Even Judas is asleep by now. Hallelujah. Have you learned something? How many are going to embrace suffering? It is the missing ingredient in our Christian faith. The overall Christian faith is climaxed by suffering. That's why the most important week in the Christian calendar is the Holy Week, or the Week of Passion, or the Week of Suffering. Are you with me? Christianity is not Christmas.
It's not Easter eggs.
It's not, Christianity is not Easter eggs or a bunny. Christianity is, the Bible says, he was spat at. He was reviled, and he reviled not. He was scourged, Friday, I'll show you the scourging, how they whipped him and then took the flesh out because they used the cat of nine tails. The whip is called cat of nine tails. The whip has nine strands. Each strand has a hook at the end. So when they whip you, it goes into your flesh. And then they have to yank it out. And then they hit you again. That is the scourging. He was scourged. He suffered. And that is what we have to do. Take up your cross. You sang it. Follow Jesus. Take up your cross. Every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know him. Count the cost. Take up your cross, follow him. Take up your cross, follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Stand to your feet.